Welcome, everybody. Come one, come all to the Off Topic Podcast, episode 220. I am Koba the Gorilla.
And I am H.
And it is 1:02 in the morning. 1:02
in the morning. It's a late night show.
Late night show. And we're still here because we're here for you guys. It's a little late night show. We work today. We do have jobs.
But there's always time for the Off-Topic Podcast for the Off-Topic Soldiers.
I'm chilling.
I am too. I'm good. Around the world.
We got, we're here live from La Habra, a little house sitting. Longtime listeners know when we're in La Habra, we're at my sister's house. And she is in her 1,000,000th vacation of the year in Hawaii right now. Way too many vacations. My sister is the only person that is on vacation more than she actually works. But respect, you know? I know she's going to hear this. She's going to be like, fuck you. And she's going to fucking be like, hey, nah. She's going to like, give me stats. I haven't been on vacation since fucking...
Receipts?
Yeah, receipts. But it's going to take like 6 weeks for her to catch up. Because Gio is the real off-topic soldier.
Oh, he's on and off.
Yeah, he's always told her that she never deserves Soldier of the Year. So he's
wait,
really
he's never gotten it though, huh?
We stopped doing it because remember we said that we want to do like when we do give out cool
like little awards, like little Oscars.
A shirt.
I think a little trophy would be nicer, like a little Oscar.
Yeah, what would it be?
Like in a microphone.
Well, what would they be called? An Offie Award? Like an off-topic?
Off-topic award.
Instead of an Emmy?
Just the off-topic award.
The off-topic award? Okay. No. I would want like a name. Like an Oscar, an Emmy. I would like it to have a name.
Let's think about a name next episode. We'll have a name next episode.
No, for sure. Yeah, we don't have to go over that. That's actually
cool. Because Offie, I think it's too like easy. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
We need a name of something that's not related to the Off-Topic Podcast.
Oh, wow. Really? You see it that way? Yeah. Okay. Because it can't be an H award or a COA award because it has to be like representative of both. But who knows?
Nah, I wouldn't mind like a COBAs award. That'd be sick.
Yeah, maybe it could be I give one and you give one.
And but like, then that would be two Off-Topic Soldiers and they'd have to get down for like some time, you know?
Yeah, it'd have to be like that scene in The Dark Knight when he's like, when the Joker's like, we're recruiting, but there's only so many spaces and he fucking breaks the pool stick and he makes him fight for it. Like, damn, you know? Fuck. We are fresh from our trip from Vegas, kind of. Not that fresh, but yeah. So the last episode, it was the episode before we went to Vegas. And we'll do a little light recap on that.
We will.
First of all, I think I had someone made a great point to me, who I won't name, but he was like, I asked him like, oh, you don't drive to Vegas? He's like, oh, I'll take a flight, sir, cause like the drive fun, cause you pump. He's like, but that drive back, you a little tired. And then he's kind of right about that. That drive back, I was a little tired. I was like, fuck. And there was traffic.
We left a little, like, not late, but we left.
We did leave late.
We left LA for like a Sunday because people are going back on Sundays too a lot. Like yeah, from LA to LA. Yeah.
And then it was like traffic that you kind of could have cut through, but then I also get you not wanting to do that because like now you have a ticket in Nevada.
Yeah, I've never been like a guy that like cuts through like shit.
Because
like,
you said I drove kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, but there was no traffic in the beginning because we left what, Friday morning? It was doable, you know? There was no traffic on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I was originally not going to go because I was sick and then I felt better. And then I met with H. We drove in my car and then Hacer and Ka drove separately. Hacer. So it's two different vehicles. And yeah, we got there first. Yeah, the drive is fun because he's making a fair point. Like you are pretty stoked about it. You're like, oh, hell yeah, we're going to go.
And then stuff. You see the casino. You're all like, oh,
like, yeah, you get closer to it. You drive by Prim and you see the Outlaw casinos and you're like, oh, yeah, we're almost there, you know. And it's pretty fun, the music. So we actually listened to a lot of fucking records.
A lot of albums.
On the way and back, and we're going to go through them right now. So first is a must for any Killers fan. Any Vegas fan, I think, should listen to Flamingo.
Anybody who loves Vegas.
How about this? Anybody who is an off-topic listener that is going to Vegas and you're driving, this is your homework. You're going to fucking boot up Apple Music or Spotify, if you're one of those Spotify weirdos. And, oh, they're wrapped. Yeah. And you're going to put Brandon Flowers' Flamingo. It's a great record. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of The Killers. He does solo work sometimes. And Flamingo is obviously a hotel in Vegas. That's where we stayed. And it's just a fun Vegas. It's very Vegas. Literally, the first track is Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas.
That's sick.
And he's just like, what does he say? cocaine, and he just mentions like cocaine and prostitutes. It's so like, it's not even hilarious because he's like, he's making it seem like a beautiful thing, which like I guess to him it's beautiful because that's where they're from, Las Vegas. Yeah. You could tell it's like, it's very much a love story to Las Vegas.
It's fun.
So Brandon Flowers, Flamingo, what did you think of that record? I don't need a review like track for track, but like, cool. What did you think? You liked it?
I liked it on the way. All right, for sure. I could listen to it anytime.
Oh, wow.
Not
okay.
Just for Vegas.
All right, for sure, sure. And then after that, we switched it up a little bit, and then we listened to, I played a little heavier, Bring Me the Horizon, specifically their album Amo. I thought that was pretty cool. Had a couple different songs. They have that Nihilist Blues song. It's kind of like a dance kind of electric song. They have like a couple different music, different types of music in that album. And yeah, I know you like some Bring Me the Horizon songs, but what did you think overall?
Overall, yeah, I mean like an 8 out of 10.
Okay, you dig it? You dig it?
Yeah, I do actually.
All right, for sure, for sure. And then we also listened
That was the newest stuff, right?
That was their second to newest one.
Okay, yeah, you
close
tell.
Enough.
You
yeah,
tell.
Yeah. It's definitely like more. That's their album that got nominated for a Grammy. Their best rock album, nice. Yeah. And they didn't win because a band like that would never win a Grammy because people hate on those bands all the time, huh?
Who won it?
I had no idea, but it definitely wasn't them. Oh shit! Yeah, but I thought it was really cool that they got nominated. I love Amo. I love that song. I love that album a lot. I just think it has a little bit of everything. I really like that. I like that heavy metal song a lot because it's Ollie Sykes basically making fun of the fans that hate it because they're not heavy metal anymore. It literally says it in a song. Some kid on the gram said he used to be a fan, but this shit ain't heavy metal. Like, and in the end, he growls just like the last 5 seconds, just to make it heavy metal. Yeah, just to troll him. I think that's it's a great, great album. And then a personal classic of mine, What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis. I just think that's...
Maybe,
I don't really want to know. Yeah, that's actually from their first album.
Oh,
but,
shit.
But yeah, no, do you remember the Oasis album?
Oasis, yeah.
Yeah. Did you dig it or what?
I like Oasis, yeah.
All right, for sure. Shout out to Oasis.
Maybe like them more, but Blur's still better.
All right, yeah. I want you to tell that to Noel one time.
I will.
Oh, really? I feel like he'll give you the regañizos.
What are you going to tell me?
He's going to be like, oh, you're a Blur fan. Oh, you must be retarded.
I'll laugh. It's funny.
Yeah. So shout out to Oasis. That was just like their peak. It has Don't Look Back in Anger. Oh, Zaling and Wayne. It has a lot of fucking great songs. It has Champagne Supernova and Wonderwall. And
I have those songs.
That's their most famous album. That's like their peak. Oh, like, okay. Oh, this is like the best band and the best rock band in the world, the biggest rock band in the world. That's their peak. Every artist has a peak.
Yeah.
We're actually talking about that in our group chat with my sister, where it's like, you know, the Killers, like, they get a lot of hate.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like for example, my brother Carlos, he'd be like, oh, like, they had one great record or two tops, and it's like, it's not unfair to say.
For Oasis?
The Killers.
Oh, the Killers. Yeah. Okay.
But, like, I feel like sometimes bands earn that. I don't know. Do you get what
I
mean?
But I feel like I might be, getting off track here a little, but...
It's off topic, baby.
It is, huh? But, so, for example, the Killers, like Carlos said, they won, like, two great albums. But for me, I feel like the Killers are around all the time compared to other bands that you might have won more, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, all those 2014 bands, like... You don't hear about them, but you hear the Killers everywhere.
Or
like Coldplay, you know, that's so basic, but I'm still mentioning them.
So that's actually like the insult behind it, that actually called them like the Coldplay of like alternative rock.
But it's good music.
It's like people that don't... Well, they're better than Coldplay.
The Killers are. Yeah, I'm saying the Killers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the Killers right now.
Yeah, for sure. But that's kind of like the insult where it's like, oh, they're like... Like, there's Drake and then there's Kendrick Lamar. Like, if you really want to hear a great record, it's going to be Kendrick. Mm-hmm. But if you want to talk about... superstardom and every hit after hit, then it's Drake, you know? Depending on what you dig. I don't think if you like one, you should hate the other. Like, that's kind of like a, in my opinion, an immature way of seeing it. Because I dig Drake. Like, even though Kendrick cooked him.
Yeah.
Nasty cook. Like, not even close. But I don't see why you have to hate one if you like the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for you.
But... Yeah, and speaking of the Killers, we listened to Sam's Town, which is another Vegas themed album. That's their second album, Sam's Town.
Okay.
Yeah, what did you think about Sam's Town? You dig Sam's Town? Or
I dig everything.
You dig everything. Wow, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Safe bet.
And then we listened to your first time hearing The Bends by Radiohead. That's Iloki.
I've only heard a couple songs like that you showed me.
No,
like,
I know you've heard Radiohead before. I didn't show you Radiohead for the first time.
It was cool.
A little
prefer Oasis.
Do you like is it too a little too?
Maybe. Well, yeah.
You know, I love that. Like I love that. I think it's so Tom York's voice is so soothing.
I think going to Vegas, I think I need to stay pumped, you know?
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's
maybe
fair,
for
that's
a different fair. Like if I'm going to a beach, maybe.
Fair, I don't know.
But they're not bad at all, you know?
Yeah, I think I almost played in Rainbows, which is, fun fact, Timothée Chalamet's favorite album of all time.
Oh, shit.
Not even just Radiohead, his favorite album of all time. So Radiohead is, like, really, like... Radiohead is, like, your... They always say that, right? Your favorite artist. Mm-hmm. Like people always say that about Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero is your favorite wrestler. They always say that, right? Like that's to me, that's what Radiohead is. It's your favorite artist. That's what they listen to. That's Kanye's favorite artist. Fun fact, Kanye West says he listens to Radiohead more than any other artist in the world, which is crazy, right? I just wanted to show you like a whole record that way you like be like, okay, like The Bends, like that's cool. You could say like, oh, I listen to The Bends, you know, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. But yeah, maybe it wasn't a Vegas fucking,
yeah,
maybe it wasn't a Vegas album. Yeah.
Then and that's how you threw some trance in there.
I threw some trance in there, and then I don't know, what did I play? I kind of let you take over that. What did you play for me?
I played ATB Don't Stop, 1998 record. Then we played we played one of Tiesto's what's called mixes that he performed. The Viola song.
Yeah, no, go ahead and keep talking. I'll find it. I have it right here.
Okay, we played Tiesto. What else did we play from Tiesto?
Oh, no. Elements of Life.
Yeah. And then after that, we moved on from Tiesto and we played... not David Guetta.
So, what do you think... You were making a great point.
Calvin Harris. We played Calvin Harris.
You did. We did play Calvin Harris. You were kind of explaining it to me. Like, it's funny because... I was making that comparison with the Killers. We're like, oh, well, the Killers are so big that, like, their music isn't that good because they're so big that it doesn't have to be that good. Mm-hmm. You kind of said something interesting about David Guetta regarding that. Do you remember what you said?
Well, what was this?
You said that David Guetta is, like, for people that don't really like trance music or DJ music that much.
Yeah.
It's more for, like, he has the Rihanna songs and, like...
Has all these collabs with, like, famous-ass people, Rihanna, yeah. Who else? Maybe, any rapper you would like, yeah, I think even with Drake, he has like a mix. Mm-hmm. I think it's something easy that you'll listen to and you'll like the beat and boom, David Guetta's there.
Mm-hmm. It's like a safe bet. Like safe. You're in a totally party, safe bet. Connect to a speaker.
Yeah. Like, but David Guetta also has like his first albums were actually badass, like in 2005-2007.
Well, that's the thing, right? For you to be that big of a star, you have to have good records and good tracks before that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you earn that.
Yeah, just like Tiesto earned
it. Which is like we're talking about, like, the Killers. Like, they earned that. Like, they did Hot Fuzz, Mr. Brightside. Like, come on. Like, I don't give a shit after that. Like,
oh, yeah, nah. Whoa. And it's so good, the stuff David Guetta collab with. Like, it's so, like, it's good music. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Is he in your Mount Rushmore of DJs?
Not Mount Rushmore.
What's your Mount Rushmore? Four of them. No particular
Paul Van Dyke, Armin Van Buuren.
Damn, that's easier than I thought. I thought you were going to think about it. Okay, go ahead and throw my bad. I'm speaking over you.
What?
Start it over again.
Paul Van Dyke, Armin Van Buuren, Tiesto, and third, ATB.
Why do you not have Deadmau5 on there?
He was like a newer school. He was only for like 2012 to 14.
So he's not like a founding father for you?
Fuck like no. No, not even close.
Wow, really? No. Really?
Yeah, He did spark a small generation, like the Shufflers, but it wasn't big. It wasn't impacted around, not around the world.
I'm not sure. It's not big. I don't think that's what you're saying.
No. It's more like he just had a little era, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't think he's like great?
I think, yeah, he's
Do
great.
Do you like Deadmau5?
I like Deadmau5. Yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
I still listen to him here and there, so like Ghost and stuff and all.
Armin Van Buuren, Paul Van Dyke, Tiesto, and then who was the last one?
ATB. Who's ATB? You've heard the song Don't Stop. You've heard it.
Yeah.
That's one of the same songs. Yeah. He's from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Why? He's so why? Okay, like, if you're going down your list, why is Armin van Buuren on your list?
Consistency. He's always releasing tracks too. Mm-hmm. Collab with a lot of great artists.
So he did a little bit of everything.
And he still does till this day. He has his own radio station where he mixes tracks like for hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's pretty cool. Smart guy.
And then why is Paul Van Dyke on your list?
Because he's like the first song that I listened in trance for in an angel. It's was from Paul Van Dyke. He was like the first DJ I listened to that I officially knew. Oh, that's trance.
And what about Tiesto?
Why Tiesto? Because he's like the number one, the legend of the game. I think
he's he's a GOAT.
I think so. Like, I don't want to say it, but yeah, honestly, I do think he is.
Okay.
Second Armin and third Paul. But they've always been like the three like heads. Mm-hmm. More in the mid 2000s and early late 90s, they were like the top three
battle. What about ATB? Why is ATB on your Mount Rushmore?
Because he marked the generation 98 and 99. I think he was, and then also the songs that I started listening to, a lot of the songs I listened to were his that I really liked.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I really had fun. And I did that because I'm very, anybody that knows me is when I get into something, I get into it like big. I'm annoying about it. Like, it becomes my personality. Everybody that follows me on Instagram and my personal Instagram knows that I was so annoying about Resident Evil when it fucking came out, the new one, Requiem. That's how I am. I get into something so big and I tell everyone about it and I'm very autistic about it. I'm like, oh, look at this clip. So I was like, okay, like, let me listen to some of his shit because I want to learn. And I added a lot of those songs on my, a lot of Tiesto actually.
Tiesto.
And then we even went like a little, I started showing like, I mean, songs you know already, but I started playing like some Skrillex that I liked and stuff.
Skrillex is cool like, too. He'd be like, if I had a top 10 list, he'd be in my top 10. Really? Him and Deadmau5 would be thrown in my top 10.
You know, Skrillex did a lot of tracks for Bring Me the Horizon back in the day.
Oh, before really?
He was even like Skrillex.
Yeah. I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I knew he was in a rock band too. He had his own rock band and shit.
Yeah.
He was like a vocalist.
I remember that was like a big debate back in the day when I was in middle school. It was like, like big Skrillex fans would try to troll people and be like, oh, he's bigger than Mozart. And then people would get mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that. You don't remember that? Yeah, nah. I remember that. It'd be like, oh, he's the Mozart of our generation. But dubstep was huge for you. Is dubstep dead?
Kind of does.
Pretty dead, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. I like dubstep. Like, I still listen to it.
Oh, really?
Like, there's genres in electrical music like that are
kind of... What are you doing when you listen to this music?
On my bed.
You listen to...
Or driving.
In your room?
Or driving.
In your room, you listen to music?
Yeah.
I don't do that often.
That's in my headphones, yeah.
Yeah, in your headphones?
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're like gaming while you do that? Or just lay down?
Just lay down.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't multitask like that. Like gaming and then listening to music. I've tried it.
My even brother at work does too. That. My brother does that and it pisses me off because he'll play like Red Dead Redemption while listening to a podcast. And I'm like, bro, this game is like a movie. Like, like, why are you doing that? And he's like, oh, well, I'm listening to it. And I believe him because he loves that game, right? Like, I don't think it takes away from him. But in my head, I'm like, bro, like, I want to hear, like, Arthur Morgan and Dutch Vanderlyn talk. And I want to hear, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah. I tried it, too, actually.
You've tried it.
I try, like with my headphones and then playing, like, a game.
I can do it with games I've played before.
Really?
Like, for sure. Like, if it's a game I played before... Like Red Dead, I've played it so many times. Like, if I play Red Dead again, like, I could listen to a podcast. I could listen to Jim Cornette talk.
I can't even listen to music working.
Really?
Like, I tried it one day, and it's not for me.
Is some of it because you feel like people don't want to hear your music? Or even, like,
no, like in my headphones.
Oh, even in your you can't do it. Wow,
like, that's interesting. Never mind. Also, I've always been the person getting called for a lot of shit. Like, God, never mind. Take these shits out.
Yeah, definitely. To me, it's that, and I'm not trying to be funny. Like, I have, like, I know people that are like, oh, like, this is my sex playlist. It's like,
that's fucking
why?
Funny.
Like, why? Like, why do you got to listen to, like, bro, I'll have sex while I'm watching Seinfeld. You know, I don't give a fuck. I'll have sex while I'm like, I don't give a shit, bro. Like, South Park, anything, wrestling, you know? Like, I can't do that.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, but, so you don't have, like, a playlist for anything?
I don't have, like, a workout playlist.
Yeah.
I don't really, fun fact, I don't have playlists.
Oh, shit.
My library is my library. And I like to listen to records. Like, for example, when I do bullshit workouts at home, like in my living room, I got some dumbbells and I fucking, I'll put like, okay, I'm going to play fucking Definitely Maybe Oasis, right?
Because I do have a workout playlist. And a lot of it's all like trance and techno. And,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And maybe like some rap, like school rap, you know, like.
Yeah.
And what else? Some rock, all rock too.
Yeah. Like, I know you told me that you sometimes work out to like Suicide Silence.
Yeah. So like I have that. Suicide Silence. I have well.
That's so funny to me.
Yeah.
You listening to Suicide Silence, it just pops me every time.
What else do I have in there? That's heavy. What's another band?
I know you were like really into like Kingslayer, Bring Me the Horizon.
Era, I have those songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pantera.
Wow.
Yeah. I also have
Mexicans love Pantera.
What's that famous band? AC/DC?
AC/DC. Yeah, I have them. AC/DC is dope. So you like to go a little hard sometimes?
With workouts, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like with workouts, I can. And then I also have dumb songs too, like that pop me, like pop hits.
Yeah, you probably got some Pitbull in there and shit like that.
Yeah, Pitbull too.
Okay, that's fair.
But I think my workout playlist is like
so you fun. Can the working out and music is the only kind of multitasking you can.
Because really that's where I know like nobody is fucking with me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you put on your... Yeah, I guess with... But so I've worked out with you many a times where you forget your AirPods and you just do it.
Oh, I could do it too. That's crazy. Yeah. It's a little annoying.
I will drive back.
Yeah, I know.
When I lose my AirPods, when I don't bring my AirPods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's cool having your music, but if there's no going back for me, I'm like, fuck it, I guess.
Do you listen to podcasts while you work out?
Oh, I forgot I do. I forgot to mention that. I do. I listen to podcasts. I actually listen to a lot of podcasts. Driving and working out, and then sometimes in my room.
Yeah.
But if I'm in my room, I like watching it.
To watch the video podcast, yeah, like a TV show.
Yeah, I enjoy video a lot.
Yeah,
video
that's podcasts. Fair. That's fair. That's
but
fair.
Like, but I could listening to driving it, obviously.
Your go-to pods are Roberto Martinez and then the Workaholics one.
Workaholics.
What's it called? This is important.
Yeah, this is important. Yeah, yeah. They're fucking fun. They're funny. As
I know. I know you. Why do you respect them so much? I do too. But like, what is? Is it the friendship thing?
The friendship and their stories are pretty authentic. Like they actually share like real life experiences. They're also fun. They're not. I don't know. They're laid back. They share a lot of things. You know.
There is something charming about them where it's like. You feel like, oh, they made it, so then I can make it because we're just kind of just like them.
Blake Anderson and all them, oh, fuck, like, man, these three fools had one of the most successful shows in Comedy Central, and, you know, like,
yeah.
And till this day, they're still having fun, you know, with other projects, movie projects.
And it's one of those things, too, where it's a show where no son, like, none of them are galanes, you know?
Nah, but they...
Like, they're just so funny.
Yeah, they are.
Like, that's the thing where comedy will... Being funny can make anybody attractive in that sense. Mm-hmm. And not even attractive like physically, like in general, like people that are funny, people gravitate towards them, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I don't give a shit if this guy is fucking, there's comedians of all shapes and sizes, literally, and it's like, well, it doesn't matter because it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't watch Joey Diaz because he's fucking hot, you know? You watch Joey Diaz, he's gonna tell crazy stories that were real and he's going to be at 1,000 and stuff. And then there's a difference between that and the, like, Matt Rife. Or, like, if you go see Matt Rife, like, oh, because he's hot, you know?
And it's only
and he's a little funny. And it's like, yeah. So I kind of get why you dig the Workaholics podcast a lot. And then what's another podcast you do? Do you listen to our podcast? Be honest. I don't.
Not really.
I don't either.
I can't. It's weird. It's a little weird. Nah, it's a little weird. Like, if they like, tell me to, like, I guess I will. But, nah, it's because I'm in here, you know?
I listen to episodes that... Everybody tells me like are great because I want to listen to. It's more of a study though. I want to hear what made it so great.
Yeah.
Like, oh, was I listening better?
I've listened to episodes before.
Yeah. But for me, it's more like an analysis kind of thing where I'm like, oh, was this podcast? It was great because of this. Or sometimes even, and this was more in the early stages where I'd be like, man, I thought this episode sucked. Like, let me listen to it and find out why it sucked. That was more early, though, because I feel like at this point, like, none of the episodes really suck, you know? But what are you looking at, bro? I'm sorry.
I'm just looking at my list right here. Mm-hmm. Jim Cornette Experience.
You listen to Jim Cornette sometimes?
Sometimes, and then also JR, Grilling JR.
Yeah, JR has cool stuff.
I have, obviously, in Spanish, I have another one, El Reportero. That's one I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. What's it about?
The Cruz Food Goalie, the former Cruz Food Goalie. Mm-hmm. He just has, like, different people. He was...
What's his name?
Yoscar Gutierrez. He was a goalie for Cruz Azul, Necaxa, Pumas. He has his own podcast. He basically has just a lot of people, interesting people every week. We've talked about it before. Boni Ruiz, he's had Rafa Marquez, Lugo. He's had a lot of badass people.
Wow, 4.7 out of 5.
Yeah, 4.7 out of 5. Out of what?
Is he an analyst or just kind of a?
He's an analyst too now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was doing the coaching thing. He didn't really like it how he said he would, And now he's in us and he has his own podcast.
Which... What is the rate? And we'll continue back to the Las Vegas place. We left off with the trans. Mm-hmm. What is the rate of, for example, there was that era in the UFC where they started getting on Fox Sports, right? That was their big TV deal, Fox Sports. And I feel like there was an era where they would just get fighters and then put a suit on them and like, oh, you're an analyst. And then like half of them were terrible.
Yeah.
Some of them that we really loved, right?
Yeah.
And like Tony Ferguson, like he was just like bad. When you got him with a DDT, like bro, like you're not good at this.
Kevin Lee.
Yeah. I don't even know what a DDT is. I think that's like a WWE move. Dude, that was a fun rivalry. But yeah, he smokes on Kevin Lee too. But anyway, is there, are soccer players, like for example, we were talking about how NBA analysts, like former players, are very like egotistical and they're very like, you know, like Shaq's kind of very mean, like, oh, you haven't earned my respect. Like that player hasn't earned my respect.
Yeah.
You get their ego. And I love Shaq. I think Shaq is like amazing. I think
he's cool.
I have a lot of respect for Shaq in the sense that he's a house. He's a brand, you know?
Yeah.
And he's not like annoying like Kevin Hart to me. Like to me, Shaq is like, I respect Shaq, but if I was a player, I'd kind of be like, man, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, don't fucking talk about how I play, you know? Like,
yeah.
How many analysts that are former soccer players are, like, good and, like, impartial and like not 50%. Biased? It's a good rate?
Yeah, 50%. A lot of them do suck, to be honest. Or you could
so
tell.
You think a lot of them do suck?
Yeah. But a lot of them are good, actually, too.
Like, sometimes when I would hear, like, was Maradona a coach, right? Am I imagining
he was a coach.
Yeah, like that. Like, to me, like, what do you know about coaching?
I think he was just there to get a job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, like, what the fuck do you know about
coaching? He didn't win anything either with Argentina and South
Africa.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
you were just trying to motivate them, but, like, your motivation only went so far.
Yeah, like, you're Maradona, you're the wild man. That worked for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not...
Yeah, he wasn't a good coach. Yeah. Or, like, then yeah, if you talk about egotistical, like, former players, you have Hugo Sanchez, who's kind of labeled as that.
I remember that when he was,
but also, like, Hugo Sanchez, his mentality is somewhere else. I think he's just very successful, or that's... I don't know. I think a lot of people just misunderstand Hugo Sanchez.
You do so?
I think so. A lot of Mexicans do. I think if a lot of Mexicans had the mentality like Hugo Sanchez, they'd be more successful.
What's his mentality?
Winning.
You don't think people want to win in general?
Never give up.
You don't think people like want to win in general, though?
I don't think they want. I don't think they want it as bad as him.
See, to me, in sports, things like that, and you're the sports guy, things like that piss me off. Where, like, you'll hear this in fighting. This is down to who wants it more, like, bro, they both want it. They're both here. They both cut weight.
But
they're both getting punched. Like, what do you mean? Who wants it more? Like, you don't think a player wants to win? Like,
but he went through the trenches. He also like took the most time out of practice to practice more. He went to Spain and was called all these racist terms in Spain, but ended up being a king.
Sanchez?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you respect that.
Yeah,
respect
like bro, in the 80s, especially.
I know a lot of people say that a lot, where like when they shit on Spain and Spain culture is like, oh, look how they treated your player.
But look,
what
how
do you say to that?
Look how we came back though. Or, well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the
day. Because I hear that a lot. Like, yeah. Well, they don't even like you. They're fucking indios to you. And you're indios to them and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he earned the respect. And, like, I think that's the only way to shut those people up. And he left a badass record. Like, till this day, he's respected in Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid.
Really? He played in those teams?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
should check his goals out. They're fucking fat ass. People till this day. For a lot of people, he's, like, the best striker of all time in soccer. He was just another level. But that comes from practicing. Anybody who saw him practice in Pumas in the 70s, he was like ahead of his time. Like acrobatic. Like, I think even with his sister, she was like an Olympic trainer or something. Take the time there to practice his chilenas, to be more acrobatic, basically. His mentality was always like that, winning, winning, winning.
So with soccer, basically, it's like some are good, some are shitty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Overall, yeah. Jared Borretti's really good, too.
I remember Borghetti.
Osvaldo Sanchez, he's on it, but yeah, he acts like a player still.
So. What do you mean, acts like a player?
Trying to shit talk other players that are active. Not really professional, basically.
Yeah, to me, that's...
See, that's different. Will Sanchez, at least, like he'll say it with respect, you know? Like, oh, I don't think this team has shown anything. Yeah. But then you have Osvaldo Sanchez that just talks like some guy from the barrio.
Yeah, like sometimes like UFC fighters do some shit where it's like... Like Dan Hooker, like, oh, like, he's an analyst, and it's like, oh, this guy doesn't have heart. Like, bro, you're Dan Hooker. Like, you never won anything. Like,
yeah.
Your most famous fight was you got knocked the fuck out by Carlos Condit. Like, you're not even, like, he's, like, from the UK, and it's like, you ain't Michael Bisping. You didn't win no belt, you know? So it's like, who the fuck are you talking about fighters like that? Like, that's, like, lame to me. Like, Well, he's soft, like,
bro. Yeah, I think you're gonna talk that shit. You do need that background of like a winner.
Yeah, like what did you do? Like, you didn't sell out fucking Wembley like Michael Bisping. You know? Yeah. I don't know if he did Wembley, but it might have been an O2 Arena. But my point is, like,
he wasn't the biggest star.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Like, at least Hugo Sanchez, like, if we go back to soccer, he's the biggest star of Mexico, soccer player of all times.
And we have two more albums that we listen to, and then we'll finish up the album part of that.
Then we'll go to the Vegas trip.
Thank You, Happy Birthday by Cage the Elephant. I feel like you really like that album a lot. Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah. All my siblings hate that album. Or Carlos.
They got to already listen to it?
Yeah, because there is that, I was telling you about it. If you listen to their first album, Cage the Elephant, it's a self-titled album. It's almost like very grunge, very Nirvana style, which I love. My favorite track of their first album, that's not the one we listened to, but my first album, it actually reminds me of us, this track. It's called In One Ear. And the chorus is like, it goes in one ear, right out the other, and people talking shit. And then he goes, and then he basically, like, it's a song about how a lot of people doubted the band. And then there's a line where he says, he's talking about the critics in that song, right? And he goes, they say the devil is my pal. I do a lot of drugs. The crowd will only like you if you're really fucking drunk. And, like, basically saying, like, he's just, like, giving a middle finger of to the critics. And then in the end, he says, I'm only playing music because you know I fucking love it. And I respect the passion. And I respect the anger of a young Cage the Elephant and young band members. Like, fuck you. Like, nah, we're good. And we're doing it because we love this. It really resonates with me as a content creator. I'm not a musician. But it really resonates me because that's kind of what Off Topic is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not trying to have main character syndrome. But to me, like, we're a little bit of the bad boys of podcasting, especially kind of, like, in the SoCal area and the California area. Like, if there are cliques everywhere, it's just like how if you work at fucking McDonald's, there's cliques at McDonald's. If you work at Home Depot, there's cliques at Home Depot. Like, if you have a podcast and you have some sort of a name, which we do, to be honest with you, I'm not trying to show off. It's just we have names. I've had big guests. We've had big guests. I'd argue that we've had bigger guests like Don Cheto than a lot of podcasts that have way more followers than us, and they've never had fucking Don Cheto on, which is kind of hilarious in that sense, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of respect that kind of, like, that bad boy mentality of Cage the Elephant, especially their first album. And then the one that we listened to, Thank You, Happy Birthday, is their second album. And it still has shades of that, but then it kind of, like, you can see the direction that the band was going. Mm. And then, like for example, like, the Everyone Else, Come a Little Closer. Come a little closer, then you'll see. You kind of, like, I even told you, like, halfway through the album, it kind of shifts to that. And it's not so crazy anymore. And it's kind of becomes, shit. Like, and then it has that, that Shake Me Down song is, like, really powerful to me. Shake me down, not a lot of people left around. It's about getting older and people dying. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And I think it's, like, I love Thank You, Happy Birthday. And then, fun fact, I have that CD to this day because I used to buy CDs.
Yeah.
And I love that album so much. Back then when CDs used to have a secret tracks, bonus tracks, so then the CD, you'd think the CD would end, and then it would keep playing, and then a secret song would play in the end.
Oh, the fuck?
And in that album and Apple Music, it didn't have it. And then I thought it was so cool because, like, I know that. And because I know that because I have that CD. And it's very special to me. And it's...
And nowhere is available? Just
you could find it, yeah. It's just a version of Flow. I think it's a version of Right Before My Eyes or Flow Acoustic. It might be, like... It's an acoustic version of one of the songs on that album. But it's just really cool because it's, like, the album rides out and it keeps playing. You can still hear that. Anyone that has CDs or cassettes, you can still hear that.
Yeah.
And then the song starts playing, like, that little static. So Thank You, Happy Birthday is just a... Did you enjoy that album? Do you remember it?
I remember.
I thought it was great. And then the last one, you told me you were on autopilot already, which is fair. It was That's the Spirit.
By yeah, because both of the albums that he's talking about were already driving back. But that's why I enjoy, like, Cage the Elephant. I think we were still, like, early on the drive. And it was cool, too.
Yeah. So those were the trips. And I'm going to take a restroom break, do the ad read, talk about our Instagram, and they can follow us. And then just keep them entertained. I'll be right back in less than a minute.
Let me update. If you guys want to see the Outside Podcast at the World Cup, well, make sure to use SeatGeek. SeatGeek, use our code Off-Topic Podcast, and you guys could save yourself some money right there. We will be attending the World Cup. Won't tell you guys what game. It's quarterfinals, actually, but we don't even know who's going to play yet, obviously. Make sure you get those $20 off using the Off-Topic code, Off-Topic Podcast, all together. You can save yourself some bucks right there, even though prices are high. They're like $2,900. The one I bought, $2,000, $2,300. But, yeah. We're ready for the World Cup coming soon. Tomorrow, Saturday, from the day we're recording, or actually it's Saturday right now today, since we're doing a late night show, Mexico will be playing Portugal. Portugal will not have their star Cristiano Ronaldo. As you guys all know, he is injured. But they do have their striker, their forward, Paulinho, the striker that currently plays in the Liga MX with Club Deportivo Toluca. He will be playing there, and then Mexico coming out with their official 11. Who knows how? Tomorrow we'll see in the game. If they perform well, Mexico, then it looks like they'll have a good World Cup. A lot of it's going to depend on these games, see how they're coming in form. We do know they have a lot of injuries, but, I mean, hopefully it's a good World Cup. Also, U.S. will be playing Portugal, too. Just preparing for the World Cup, which is three months from now, everybody's getting their whole roster ready. So we're expecting that. And then we did have the Dodgers opening. So who knows, you know? You might see out of the Dodgers game this year, too, as well.
Yeah, definitely going to the Dodger game.
Yeah.
Definitely going to a Dodger game. But, yeah, use that SeatGeek code.
They better use it. Yeah, they got to use it.
If you don't use it, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. 100%. I will. There's no way of me finding you guys, but I'll find a way. And if not, then I'll slap shit out of you through the mic. But yeah, so all right, that was the road trip to and back. And now actual Vegas time. We land in Vegas. We stayed at the Flamingo, right? Nothing fancy, but I mean, to me, I mean, if you got it, you got it. If you could rent out a suite at the MGM with a hot tub and all that shit and a view, that's cool, you know. But at this point, we work very hard, guys. Like, and I mean, like, not just podcast wise, like, we work very hard in our regular lives. And how many vacations have you taken in the last 5 years? Like one. And then even then, it wasn't really a real vacation.
Yeah, like, it was interrupted.
Yeah, that's when we went to San Diego to be in Vivo Con Huevos. Shout out to them. That was a great moment for us. And shout out to them. And yeah, that was great. So yeah, so we did that. And then, but yeah, even then, like, we didn't stay there. You know, we handled business. You know, and then we fucking came back. And so not really a vacation if you think about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we get there. Henry and I are very. I love being with you because I think you're, like, amazing at making, like, the best out of, like, a simple situation. Like, even right now, like, it's fucking 1:40 now, and I know you're tired and I'm tired, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, we got a couple beers. We got some Taco Bell on the way here, and it's cool. Like, I respect that about you. We were kind of carrying the spirit a lot, right? A little bit.
We're the mascots.
Yeah, we were the mascots. And so we get there, and then what did we do at first? We just kind of chilled. So
we got there, we chilled, like,
we napped a little bit, right?
Yeah. Now, like, 2 hours, 1 hour. Yeah, like 2 hours, I'll say we kind of settled. And then I took, like, an hour nap, I remember.
Yeah.
And then everybody was, like, got ready. They kind of, you know, just.
So it was you, me, our homie Kuh. Shout out to Kuh. Chomps, whatever, however you know him. But we call him Kuh, basically.
Yeah, Kuh.
It's a cooler nickname, anyway. He's got to change his username to Kuh now.
Yeah, he does. Oh, so he does.
That's an order, sir. If you're listening to it right now,
If
Natalia, if you're listening to this, tell your cousin that he's got to change his fucking.
It's Kuh now, and start calling him in the family. Everybody cool.
Everybody call him Kuh. No more Chomps. No more Chompies. It's Kuh. Kuh, cool.
He's like in those Pokemon when they're like small, and then they grow. He was Squirtle. Now he's Blastoise.
No te metas con mi Kuh. That's gonna be a theme song. Yeah. So Kuh was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we went with our homie Gabe. He was actually the birthday boy.
He was a birthday boy.
Hey, sir.
Hey, sir.
Hey, sir.
We should have just light up a candle on one of those donuts.
Yeah, yeah. I think Vegas is for a very specific kind of person. I don't give a fuck. I have no shame in saying this. You and I were drinking from like 11 a.m. to like 3 a.m. every night we were there.
Yeah, the days were there, like, yeah.
Every day, like, we were there. It was just like, opening, like, that's, to me, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I was, we were smoking indoors and gambling. Outside. You had incredible luck on the slots.
Yeah, this time I did.
People ask me, I have a lot of fan questions. And one of them was like, did we like play poker or table games and stuff?
No, I mean, we did it only because I don't know how to play. And then what if I gamble too much and that won't stop, you know? I just don't know how to play those
games. Don't think it's the money thing for you because you were spending a lot of money.
I spent like $1,000 maybe. Maybe a little more.
Yeah. But we hit the Caesar's Palace buffet.
Ooh, that's
It's not called the Caesar's Palace buffet. It's called some bullshit. But it's in Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
We actually got recommended by that from our boss, Big Patron. We won't say his name. But he was like, if you are allowed to eat.
Yeah, he's a man.
He's the man. That's the man. Hey, I respect people that love food. You're a skinny fuck. You love food. Like. Henry can eat. Oh, you're bulking right now. Yeah. You're off season, right? That's what you say when you're getting
season,
fat.
I'm in preseason already.
When Henry's getting fat, he says that he's...
I'm in preseason already. The tournament starts in like 4 weeks.
Yeah. You're still not turkey, Henry.
Nah.
Remember that day when my friend Camille took a picture of you? And then she thought... you thought that she made you look like shit?
She was fired out of it. No feature in the outside podcast.
She's a good friend. She's a good friend. No feature in photography.
Photography for the off-topic podcast.
Let's be nice.
For the off-topic
podcast. For the off-topic podcast. Okay. Henry fired someone that wasn't even employed. But yeah, that was the biggest I think I've seen you since high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he told us about the buffet. He's like, they have everything sold out. They have like steaks, crab legs, sushi. Like, which they did have everything. It's $80 a pop, but...
93.
Nah, 80 bucks.
83. Nah, 80. With tax.
Yeah, but then tax...
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just getting prepared. Where do they want to go? And they
only well, they're only going to have 80. All right, how about this? If I tell you a place is $80 and you go with exactly 80 bucks, you're retarded, bro. Yeah, all right? Hit me up. I'll Apple Pay you the rest. How about that? Honest to God.
Hey, it's about right here at this buffet you recommended.
I got you. I'll fucking send you the $6 extra.
You ignore that. Hey, brother, there's a McDonald's down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was very good. I liked it. I went hard. I don't go in hard. Honestly, though, if I knew we were going to hit it that early, I wouldn't have gotten that McDonald's on the way there.
You got McDonald's on the way?
We got McDonald's, not me.
Oh. I forgot. My bad. Oh.
Yeah, well, we
at least didn't know we were going to hit that buffet that day. That's why.
Yeah, I didn't know. And then, like, right away, like, because Kel was like, I'm kind of hungry. Let's go hit the buffet.
If we knew, we wouldn't have. Yeah, we wouldn't have eaten shit, you know? We did eat that McGriddle and shit.
And a hash brown.
Hash brown.
Coffee.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. We wouldn't have gotten anything.
So we hit it, and then I fucked up. I forgot my edibles. That was my goal, to get high as fuck and get hungry. And I fucking forgot them. And then Cut had, like, weed, but then I'm like, fuck. Like, I don't care how acceptable weed is. I still feel some kind of way smoking weed in public.
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of get what I mean by that?
You in Vegas?
You don't really smell weed in Vegas like you do cigarettes, if you think about it.
I smelled it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you smelled it, but I didn't see anyone walking down a strip smoking
weed. That shit was packed, though.
What?
The weed shops right there.
No, yeah, but, like, who was smoking it on the strip? Besides,
really.
Like, rude black people, you know?
Oh, you're right.
Like, I didn't want to, like, because black people love weed, and it's okay. It's okay. Mexicans love tequila. It's okay. But before people think I'm being a fucking racist, you know? But yeah, I did it. But I still went hard. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm waiting. I wasn't rushing anything. I was smart. I got water. No soda for me. I'm going fucking hard. I got some prime rib. The prime rib fucked you up, you said, huh?
I think it did. No. Yeah, the prime rib. Yeah, it was prime rib. I think it was just like a little raw. Too raw.
Just rare.
Or rare. Yeah. Right. It was just too much, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, fuck. Yeah, because I was like four, not like I.
I got brisket, I got prime rib, I got fucking. And then I got my fat ass got up later to get seafood boil, and then after that.
You tried the seafood?
Yeah.
It was bomb?
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
The seafood was bomb?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get seafood.
I got the seafood boil. I fucking fucked it up.
You know what ruined my appetite?
What?
The duck.
Te dio asco?
It wasn't as good as I thought. It was like too irony. Wait, and then I read on Google and it was.
What's irony to you?
Like hierro, you like.
Yeah, I know what irony
like, is. Like hígado. Like liver.
I've never had hígado.
Oh, you never?
My mom used to cook
it's hígado. It's all right. Yeah. Like it, yeah, it's kind of like those like paisa dads. It's
an acquired taste.
Yeah, it's like I could eat a taco.
It looked good, the duck.
It looked good. And I'm like,
you know, I felt so bad at one time, speaking of duck. I had this guy when I worked at the Pasadena Home Depot, and this, like, I think he was some sort of Asian. He was like a dark Asian. I don't know what Filipino? He was. Filipino, Vietnamese, one of those.
Filipinos love duck.
Shout out to all the dark Asians.
you don't even know. You just like the dark Asians.
Yeah, they're dope, bro. They're dope. Yeah. And then he was like, it was already, I was leaving, and he's like, oh, like, your last, like, I'm going to get you duck. Like, you never had duck. And he gets me this beautiful bowl. Of like duck and rice, and he has like sides on it, like a big bowl. And I fucking left it, bro. I left it in the fridge at work, and I never tried it. I'm pretty sure he did. And I feel to this day, I'm not even trying to be funny, I feel terrible about it.
You're a fucking dick.
Oh, fuck you, Dave. Thanks for making me feel even shittier about it, bro. Yeah. I wanted you to say, it's okay, you forget. Yeah.
the car rotted.
Yeah, dude, I left it in the fridge. I felt so bad. He was like the nicest guy ever. Like, just those guys that are always happy.
That's all you know. You didn't need to give a fuck about it.
Yeah, and I just felt bad. And but yeah, so I never tried the duck.
Yeah, you didn't miss out.
Yeah, I didn't miss out. Okay, I had a little bit of everything. I went hard.
Oh, you know what? Didn't taste good either. The
barbecue pork.
It was nasty.
My brother loves barbecue pork. I feel bad. We're gonna take Autoridad just for that buffet. Yeah.
But don't take those two plates, bro. Like,
no, he would love it. He loves Chinese food. My brother.
That wasn't even Chinese. I don't even know what the fuck it was.
It's like Asian food. My brother loves that shit.
Asian food's good, but I don't know what the fuck I had there.
Yeah. But I did feel bad. I was like, we'll bring Autoridad next time. Because my brother doesn't even drink. My brother's straight edge.
Drink.
My Henry thinks that one day my brother is going to drink a beer. He's not.
I'm going to make him down for like a whole aisle. He's not CM Punk, though. He's Carlos. What? No, in a good way.
In a good way? Yeah. He's cooler than CM Punk or what? Yeah.
He's not going to make me call him Charlie Ross.
Yeah, like, don't call me fucking. Yeah. Yeah, so the buffet was fun, and then the dessert table desserts was dope. Were bomb. The desserts, the creme brulee, and
all the ones you told me to get were bomb.
Yeah, I knew. I was like, I'm like a wife that knows you. I always think about that line in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Where he's like, he's that friend that's a little more than a friend and a little less than a lover. That's you to me. Like you're in that area for me. I didn't even know they had a dessert table. I'm pretty sure they did, but I hadn't seen it.
I saw something.
And even the boss told me, he was like, did you guys get to the part where they had the soups and the ramen and the pho? And I was like, nah. And he's like, it's like kind of hidden. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, like you could even choose your noodles and your broth and everything.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, yeah, there's like a whole area of other food too. Like, it was way bigger than we thought.
Oh, what the fuck?
Really? Yeah, for real.
We're
gonna go back. You know, we're gonna go back. I don't know when, but we'll go back one day and
we'll go back soon.
Yeah, it's super easy. It's super. That's what I love about living where we live. Just in general, California is fucking awesome. Like you can drive to many states. You know, it's like amazing. Like California is fucking amazing.
LA.
In that sense, yeah. LA, yeah. Like
you don't live in Fresno either.
What's in Fresno?
Nothing.
Oh,
literally nothing, bro.
That's where Bailey's from, the wrestler.
Oh, no wonder she's wrestling around across the country.
She's like, fuck Fresno.
Yeah.
But yeah, the buffet was awesome. Had a blast. Definitely will go back. Like, we'll go back with more hambre and more hunger. Like, I'm definitely smoking some weed before I get there. And that was fun. And then after that, I mean, you and I kind of just started gambling everywhere.
Yeah, what do we hit after? MGM?
Then Henry was... Henry does this thing where the more drunk he gets, the more generous he gets, and then he becomes like Frank Sinatra and just like starts giving people money and stuff. And at one point, I told you to not give it to me. You gave me $100. Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. You were like, I was like, just give me 20. I'm smoking a cigarette like an Asian man. Swing's like, take it, take it. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then I lost it. I dropped it. And then I found it later. Oh, like, shit. I even told you, I was like, fuck, I dropped. And I found it. Yeah, that's Henry's thing. Is the more drunk he gets, the more Sinatra he gets. And then I remember that.
That's a good trait.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for maybe not for you, but for me it is. For and me then, it is. You also did that too when that famous for us because we always talk about it. That day in Laguna where you just started buying everybody's shots. And I just remember you talking to that chick and with the red dress and like just buying everybody shots and everything. I'm like, dude, like this is fucked up, dude.
You know, like a $400 night only though.
Yeah. That was the day where I just woke up at work
and we still drove back.
And I worked the next day at 5 a.m.
That's fucking crazy, though.
I remember I have that email from my dad. That voicemail from my dad, remember? He's like, yeah, que chingados pues. Oh, yeah, he did tell me. My dad. So my dad knew I had to work at 5 a.m. And then this is when I was still working at Home Depot. And I was already I was a bad boy. I was kind of in trouble for my attendance. And then I went through a phase where I was just partying so much, like more than I should. And I was going through some stuff and I was kind of just trying to numb it all. And I was having a lot of fun, too. So it's not a sad story, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, it's pretty bad. I was kind of just, like, that was my era of, like, when I didn't know how to drink. And I was just, like, what kind of cobra are you going to get? And I'm not proud of it. But, yeah, and then my dad sends me an email. Obviously, my dad speaks Spanish. And he's like,
hey, pues, ¿cuándo vas a llegar? No, eso no está bien, ya. Apúrate ya.
Like, sending me a voicemail, like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? When the fuck are you gonna get home? And I remember, like, that night, I don't remember. I remember the last thing is I remember saying Jaeger, and then I woke up, and I'm pushing a pallet jack at work. And I wake up, and, like, I have no money in my bank account. I had, like, it was, like, a lit
night. That's a different time, though.
That's the time we went to LV's, huh?
Yeah, right.
But I did get fucked up in Laguna that night, though.
We did.
And I did go to work that night. Like, that's for sure.
The morning?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I remember you
did. Yeah. Like, damn.
But yeah, that was fun. So yeah, Henry does that a lot where the more he, cause Henry, like you're very like kind of like uptight in the sense of like generally you're very like, you're kind of always like the responsible one, but then when you get loose, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this was loose. Right? Yeah.
That's what you noticed.
But yeah. But it's fun. Cause like, I think like you deserve that. You work really hard and stuff. So
thank you.
Was just fun. And then, we met the main event of the night. We met our fucking guy, Vic. Shout out to Vic. And his wife, they're really cool.
They're badass. Really
cool. Yeah, like they're just amazing. That's my watch. I'm sorry, let me shut it off. We met them where? At the MGM?
At the MGM. That's where we met last time. I think that's like our little spot right now, you know, the MGM. Yeah. And then we're just playing. We were gambling on the slots and shit. It was cool. Smoking some cigars that he had brought in. He brought me a pack of spirits, actually, the menthols, because we don't sell them in
California. He knows, and he's a real off-topic listener.
He does. Yeah. He knows our manias.
Yeah, he knows her shit. Yeah.
it was cool catching up with some buddies. Yeah, he's
cool because to me, like, I don't know. I'm very big on, like, I don't know. I just respect people like that where it's like, okay, like, you're the guy, you know? Mm-hmm. He's the guy that, like, he's the guy. Like, he's like, okay, like, oh, Vic is here. Like, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's never boring with him. And it's just, and he's just, like, really smart. And we're not going to get into details, but he's in the same industry as us and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just very smart.
His joke was funny with the cashier.
Which one?
When he was buying the drinks.
Oh, yeah. He was spotting drinks. And he's very generous, too.
Yeah, very
and,
generous.
And they both are, and him and his wife and stuff. And they're very generous and... It's just like just kind of like we were paying for drinks, and he's like, "Oh, do you guys take EBT?" And for like a second, I was like, "The fuck?" I was like, "Do they?" Like, but in my head, I was like, "Do they?" I'm about to whip mine out, dude. My card with the mountains on it. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't have EBT. And he just laughed, and I was like, "Bro." And I thought about it. I was like, "Bro, this is like has way more money than us. There's no way he."
I didn't fall for him for a second too. I'm not gonna lie.
I was like, "Bro, that was hilarious, dude." But yeah, that was just such a fun night, and we were just gambling, and
it was fun.
Yeah, it was just really fun.
I miss gambling.
So shout out to him. Yeah, you had incredible luck.
Yeah, yeah. I should have bet a bigger.
Next time, you'll have even more money next time.
Yeah, I always come with the limit.
You think of so?
Gambling. Yeah.
Is that what you tell yourself?
I think I do. Like, even though I spend a shit ton of money in gambling, like this past weekend, it was still like in my limits, like, I think.
Is there anything, now that this is our second Vegas trip together, something for the third? I got some stuff that we're going to do differently.
Oh, you know what I miss? I want to go on that little line. No, the other one. We did that. That was
zip line?
Yeah, that was fun. No, it looked fun. I never did
the fucking zip line. You could do that shit.
Let's do it together.
Fuck no.
Hold my hand.
Fuck no.
It didn't look that bad, though.
Yeah, because we're down there. We're on the ground.
But it wasn't like those scary. It looked fun.
Fuck no.
I'll do it, cuh.
Yeah, you could do it, cuh.
Fuck no.
So yeah, the Ferris wheel. You want to talk about the Ferris wheel?
We got the Ferris wheel. It looked interesting. We got the one with the open bar.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was gonna be just us four. It would have been cooler.
They were cool, the other people.
Yeah, luckily they were cool. So we were with other parties. I think like overall like 20 of us, 15 of us maybe. But it was cool. The bartender was like fast as fuck, and then he just kind of told us, like, oh, like, what drinks do you want? It was actually a cool experience, like, drinking up on top. I think that was one of my favorite parts. Like,
so basically, what the Ferris wheel is, it's a big-ass Ferris wheel in Las Vegas. And it's you can see the whole fucking city, the whole strip. Goes up, like,
550 feet in the air.
Goes up 550 feet in the air. And there's, like, regular tickets, and then there's the open bar one. And
there's, like, 50 for poor people, and then there's, like, for us.
Yeah, so there's, like, for 9 to 5 peasants, and then there's for content creators, rich influencers like us. No, I'm just kidding. And it's like $50.
Yeah.
It's not $50 sounds like a lot, but it's really not because it's open bar.
Yeah.
And dude, like we kind of all drank that. I think that's where
Gabe and Cud like kind of like drink more too. Also.
That's when Gabe finally started drinking.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized he was kind of a lightweight. Shout out to Gabe. I love you. We had fun.
Hey, yeah. Sir.
Hey, sir. I'm a little buster. I'm like, bro, how you bust? And then you were drinking. You were kind of smarter. You were just drinking Modelos.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, drink a fucking drink. And then I started drinking like some.
You know why I didn't drink a drink?
Why?
Cause I didn't know what to order, like, what the fuck? Cause you know how the bartender was telling you, like, oh, like, what do you want to drink? Like, ah, oh, fuck, I don't know.
You didn't
want to
get humiliated.
Yeah, that's why. If not, I would have gotten a drink.
Yeah, and then we got like some fucking pink drink, and yeah, I don't give a fuck. I was getting girly drinks because it's refreshing. This summertime.
I heard Gabe was
yeah, it was a hit. People were ordering. Yeah, other people were like, what did you get?
The fake Midori sour.
Midori sour fan day one.
Nice.
It was just fun, and then. So it's kind of worth it because it's $50, but think about it. Like, if you go, like, for example, at MGM, like, it's like, what, $20 a tall can?
Like, yeah, something 15, like 10, 20, whatever.
Yeah, 12, whatever. And it's like, if you think about it, it's actually really, it's kind of worth it for you to get that Ferris wheel ride just to get fucked up. It's very worth it.
It is.
And then when we came out, I was, you could tell them how scared I was.
So we were going up, and Esmal was just sitting down, and I'm like, I can stand up, bro. This is gonna happen.
Before that,
you were scared of how to get in.
Because nope. Is it not weird?
So it is a little weird.
So this is how it is. The Ferris wheel's going, and then you just hop on while it's.
You
moving.
Would think it would stop when it's time for you to go in, but it's not. So it slows down. But even then, you have to like continue. Like first of all, the person has to check it for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
And then he tells you to go in, and it's already like, oh shit, like hurry the fuck up,
And then they tell you go. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, like what the fuck is this? The army? Like, what am I storming Normandy? Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Like nah. And there's no railing. There's no like you said. There's no stopping.
You just have
to
catch it.
Yeah, you just have to catch it. And I'm like, and I literally couldn't. Like my legs wouldn't work. Like I'm scared of heights. I'm very scared of heights. Like, bro, like, what the fuck? And then I couldn't even, like, hold on to you guys because, like, you guys are running, too, because they're telling you guys to run. And then I was just like, and then, like, the whole time, I'm like, fuck. Like, I was not having a good time.
But then after,
When I started drinking more, I was like, okay. And then you were being an asshole, like, oh, it's shaking. And I knew it wasn't shaking.
I just fucking around with him, and then Cud
didn't get it. It was funny, though. And then Cud didn't get it. And he was like, was he shaking? And I was like, ah, he's trying to be funny, but he doesn't.
he didn't get it.
Yeah, we kind of see, we argue, guys. We don't just suck each other's dicks. We argue, too. And I was like, oh, he's trying to be funny, but he doesn't have great delivery like me. And you were like, oh, you're mad? Oh, you're fucking mad? And I was like, I'm not fucking mad. And we were all mad. But yeah, it was just funny. See, we talk shit to each other, too, guys. People think we all just suck each other's dicks all the time. We don't, you know. But it was funny, and I get it. That's your way of like trying to make it fun, and I understand. Yeah. But yeah,
and I knew you'd get past it though.
Yeah, I got past it, and then after that, we took pictures, and you could see them at Off-Topic Podcast 34. But I'm scared of heights, very scared of heights. Like,
what made you scared of heights?
I don't think that's a natural thing for
me. Really?
Yeah.
Because I was scared of heights when I was a kid.
No, I'm just scared of heights in general.
And I just have to overcome it.
Because you're fucked.
But like, you're not fucked, though. Die. Unless you're falling, you're fucked.
Yeah, we're
not falling in that.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Fuck it.
Shit goes wrong all the time. People don't think their plane's going to crash until it's fucking crashing, and then people are fucking dying.
It's our time.
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I get it. I respect that. Yeah. I wish I could feel that way. Yeah. Trust me, I understand your logic. It's just not my kind of logic. I just don't get it. It's very scary to me, especially when it's unnecessary.
But like, what about when you're in a skyscraper and could you see?
The thing, you try to say that you're like, bro, you've flown more than me, and I'm like, yeah, but in a plane, I'm inside somewhere. You know?
No, like say like when you're in a skyscraper, like standing, like could you see down?
No. And I talked to the boss about that, and he was like,
when I went to the Empire State Building, like I couldn't look down.
So, oh, really? Yeah. He told me that. And then, because I was telling him about how, I guess someone told him I was scared of heights. I don't know which of you fuckers did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Hacer.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then I was like, I could have burned him out on some stuff too. And then, but I'm not going to. And and then I was like, yeah, I was scared. It was funny. You know, it's funny. Like, yeah, I was scared. I'm not going to fucking lie. But it was really fun. I'm glad I did it. Yeah. I'm glad I did it.
I want to go again there.
Yeah.
We were going to go at night, actually, me and Ka.
Yeah, the whole time you were there, like, I'm going to walk around at 1 a.m. And then my whole time, I was like, you ain't going to do shit, bro. Because I know when you're tired, I was like, yeah, I do shit walking around at 1 a.m. Also, you snore way too loud, dude. I shared a room with you, but it was just funny.
It depends. Yeah. I think I just slept wrong. It depends how I sleep, too, actually.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But, yeah, so we did that. And then, yeah, we just gambled a lot. You had a good luck. I won, like, $300. Yay.
Oh, that's right.
So that's cool. I fucking, yeah, just pumped gas, bought food, and free money, you know?
Yeah.
Had a good luck. Slots are underrated.
They are.
Slots are very underrated. I think people look down on that. Like, you guys only played slots.
Oh, you know what I wanted to play?
What?
I saw this little game with, like, little horsies, like toy horse
race. Oh, the horse racing
game. Yeah, they're, like, around. Like, I wanted to do that. I'll do that next time.
Yeah. No, there's so
much. I'll bring Vic with me because those people look intimidating.
Yeah, like, when Vic was playing, I think it was Blackjack the first time we hung out. And he was like, hit me. I was like, oh, that was cool. It wasn't this trip. It was the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more comforting, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so things I would do differently the next time is I'm bringing a pack of Costco water bottles and I'm putting them in the hotel fridge because those waters that cut bottles were like $6 each, just the water bottles. They were a fool.
$6?
Yeah. Holy I felt terrible. Shit. I felt terrible. Every time he bought me a soda and a water, I felt terrible. $6. I was there with him. When he was like, you want a water? And I was like, yeah. And it was like $6 for a Dasani water. So next time, I'm getting a fucking pack from Costco, and I'm bringing it to the hotel mini fridge, and I'm putting it there. That's one thing I'm doing. On top of that, I'm getting a 24-pack of Modelos, and I'm putting it in that fridge. And that's our starters. That's what I'm doing differently. I don't care. I'll still spend money on it because, you know, I'm not, like we said, I'm not a pre-gaming guy. I'll spend the money. I don't care. But all the time is kind of crazy, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I forget how. Yeah, we were going for the deals, but when it came for water and shit, yeah, it was expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive.
I bought a pack of cigarettes for $20 on Sunday morning. No, not me, Saturday or Sunday morning. Me and Gabe went to go to this cafe he saw on TikTok. And then
away. Gabe was more about the restaurants.
Yeah.
And the snacks.
And then what's called? And I just ran into this like little liquor store inside Caesars. Like, oh, fuck, let me get a pack of cigs. Because I saw the green packages, like, oh, fuck, man, I need to get them. And then, boom, $43 for two packs. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, fuck, I guess. I mean, it's my only option. So shit like that. And then what else? Donuts were good, actually, but it's too long. Oh, wait. I wouldn't wait for donuts again.
Yeah. I think sometimes a lot of those restaurants are just kind of like tourist stuff.
Yeah, where it was, that little street, I've seen a lot of them on TikTok, like, during the trip or like after the trip, they were popping out right there in the feed. Like, oh,
yeah,
they're more like a trendy shops.
Definitely. So we're about an hour in. We're about an hour and 4 minutes in.
Nice.
So this is just some stuff that happened. I just want to talk real quick about this whole this Chapel Roan thing that happened. Did you hear about that?
I did, actually.
Yeah. So long story short, Chapel Roan's like a big pop star. And I guess this fucking soccer player, could you look up his name?
Yeah.
I'll find it right now. Let's see. All right, I got it right here, actually.
All right, cool.
So this happened during Paris Fashion Week in 2026. And I guess there was a situation where her bodyguard, so this soccer player, right?
Yeah.
Kind of called her out because I guess she like refused to talk to her fucking
to his daughter. Jorginho Freio.
Yeah, there you go. So what's his name?
Jorginho Freio from Brazil.
So Jorginho Freio, whatever the fuck his name is, he has a daughter, and the daughter recognized Chapel Roan in a hotel while she was eating something or whatever, sitting down or whatever. And I guess like the kid waved at her, and then like she didn't say anything to the kid, and then like the security guard went to the kid and said like, "Oh, get away from her, and like don't fucking talk to her, don't look at her." And then Jorginho kind of, in my opinion, kind of was kind of a little girl about it on Instagram, wrote a big paragraph about how could you? You're only there for your fans. You're only there because of your fans. And how could you do that to a little girl? Like, hot take. Why the fuck is Chapel Roan held to such a high standard when so many other pop stars have, like, beat women and committed crimes and sexual assault and other stuff? And you're mad that a pop star didn't talk to your daughter? Why? Because you're famous and you expect everyone to talk to your daughter? Like, I didn't dig that, and I don't understand why it was such a big deal. By the way, I'm not defending her. She looks like a fucking prick. There's been many times, like, situations like that where she's just not a fan of her fans, and I think that's kind of shitty because a lot of people I like are very cool with their fans, like the Gallagher brothers and stuff like that. I don't understand what the big deal was. I think it was only a thing where it was very entitled to me. Like, oh, because you're a famous soccer player, so you expect everybody to kiss your daughter's ass, and then you're upset that she didn't. I didn't see the big deal of it. Like, she's a pop star that's a dick. A lot of pop stars are dicks.
Well, he wants to use this platform probably to just burn her out. He's also not a big-ass soccer player, sorry.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, that girl's not a little poor girl either, you know?
True, I just think it's more like the heat of the dad at the moment. That's how I think it was.
It could be.
I don't think he's very into like music and pop stars and all these, you know. And I just think he probably took it wrong. Like, oh, who the fuck is this bitch? You know.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
he probably, or I don't think he expected to get that big, you know, of a controversy.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think like if you're a public figure like that, you have to talk to people, or what do you think exactly?
There's times for it. I don't think you're forced to talk to everyone.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you could also just wave. You don't have to be a dick, for sure.
She could have just waved to the
girl. Don't be a dick of it.
Don't send your security guards after. And that's the thing later on. She's like, she gave like the shittiest apology. Like, oh my God, guys, I didn't even know. Like, that's so sad. Like, literally like that. That's so sad.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a bitch. Like, you look like a bitch. She looks like a bitch. Like, for sure. Like, I'll even say this. Chapel Roan looks like a fucking cunt. Like, 100%. Like, she looks like she'll get somebody fired because they looked at her. For sure. But to me, like, okay. Like, she's a bitch. Like, what?
What else do you? But, yeah, you can't force them either to do shit.
Yeah, like, what does it matter? It's like you're famous.
It'll be a bad experience, but, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. I also think, when you're, like, a public figure, whether you're an artist, podcast, or whatever, like, it's your responsibility to accept the reality of your situation where, cool, you don't have to have a 9-to-5, and that's really cool, and you make a lot of money doing something you're really good at and you have fun at. But also, you got to give something up, right? You said that earlier. Like,
you said it too before.
It's your privacy.
Yeah.
You gave it up. You're famous.
Yeah.
If she really didn't want that, then she can go back living in the fucking Midwest, wherever the fuck she came from, you know? And she won't be famous.
Yeah, there's always a price you got
to
pay.
Yeah, so to me, like, I don't understand, like, being famous and then being, like, a prick about it. When there's people that are way more famous than you that are way more fucking cool, you know?
Yeah.
like Tom Cruise or Oasis, like Liam Gallagher.
Tom Cruise is known to be cool.
Yeah, yeah, Tom Cruise is like known to wear. I'm not saying he doesn't have security and stuff like that, but like when people talk to him, he's really nice.
Oh, okay.
And like, but like movie theater staff always say he's really nice.
Oh shit.
He thanks even the cleaning staff, and he's very, very nice. That's what people say. I'm not saying Tom Cruise has never been a prick to anyone. I'm sure there's stories, but that's my point. It's like, I kind of get it where, like, who the fuck are you, Chapel Roan? You're not even, like, that big of a star.
Yeah, I thought she was maybe, like, a star I had missed out. Like,
nah, she's not, like, Taylor Swift. Oh, that's like, she's big, but yeah, she's not, like...
That's, like, who the fuck... I've really found out about her.
Yeah. But I'm like, okay, like, you're not entitled to talking to someone. Like, for example, me. CM Punk is one of my heroes. I know CM Punk's not friendly public-wise. He's always said it, and I kind of don't agree with the shit he says. Like, oh, when I'm in the streets, I'm not CM Punk, I'm Phil Brooks. Like, you're CM Punk.
Yeah.
No one knows who the fuck Phil Brooks is. You're CM Punk. Like, be CM Punk. Just like how Rey Mysterio, who's a more famous wrestler, or John Cena, who's a more famous wrestler, they're cool with people. You could be cool with people, too. But... now I know if I see CM Punk, I'm not going to, like, say something to him because he's going to be a prick, and why I'm just going to be upset and I'm going to hate him. So I know. But, yeah, there's definitely, like, sometimes where it's, like Chapel Roan, right? Like, who the fuck are you? You're not Michael Jackson, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not Taylor Swift. I don't even like Taylor Swift, but, like, you're not, like, you're just, you don't even look like a star when you don't wear the makeup, you know? She just looks like a white bitch. Like, and yeah, she's a prick, but stuff, but I don't get it. Like, I don't get how people are so mad at Chapel Roan for this, but then they'll go like be fans of Chris Brown,
yeah,
or like R. Kelly, or like people that have just like legitimately had sexual assault charges and domestic violence charges, and that's okay. But oh, we need to cancel Chapel Roan because she didn't say hi to the millionaire kid.
Yeah, like,
that's dumb to me.
That's true. I agree with that.
She's a pop star that's a dick to her fans, like many pop stars before her, like Justin Timberlake, like Justin Bieber, like. So why is Chapel Roan held to such a high standard? I don't understand. To me, two things could be true at once. Chapel Roan, you're a bitch to your fans. And also, you're not entitled to anybody talking to you. Two things could be true at once. Now, if you see the Off Topic podcast in public and you're fans and you want to tell us how much you love us, you let us know and we'll talk to you. And we don't have a problem with that, huh, Henry?
We don't.
Free autographs,
charge you for a picture.
You'll charge for a picture?
No, we won't.
Oh, we won't charge you for a picture. We won't charge you for a picture, but we will say we will charge you by telling you to follow the Off Topic Podcast 34.
Follow on the Instagram. Spot.
Follow on the spot right there. And just hit us up, guys. Any suggestions, topics you got? This was a really, really fun episode. We went an hour and 15 minutes. It is 2:14 in the morning. I'm very tired. H, anything you want to say?
No, sir. This is the late night show with the Outside Podcast.
Yes, sir. You know why? Because we're not fucking pussies, bro. We're not gonna. You think we're gonna cancel because we're tired? Guys, it's a mental health week. Oh no, nah, bro.
Mental health month.
Mental health months. Fuck off, fucking pussies. You know what's wrong with your mental health? Is that your brain is attached to a fucking coward. That's the fucking problem. All right, I'm Koba the Gorilla.
And I am H,
and we are out. We'll be right back.